This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Hello everyone and welcome to the very first Anything is Potable podcast. I'm Emma Hall and my co-host is the extraordinary Corinne Barrett. Hello Corinne.
Hi everyone.
So what do you think we should do to get this started, Corinne?
Well, probably good chance for us to introduce ourselves. You know, not everyone knows who we are, so
that's right.
Might as well use this first one to, you know, get it out there, and we can go from there.
All right, great. Okay, well, shall I start? Because I know that you've got quite the extraordinary story, so we'll save the best to last. hi everyone, Emma. I'll give you a little bit of a background as to who I am and where I came from. So I grew up in Perth, Australia, and after living in Southeast Asia for about 6 years, I moved to New Zealand and now have called this lovely part of the country, Hawke's Bay, home for the last 6 years. So Corinne and I met on another podcast, which is called the Femme Finance Podcast, and I got to learn about Corinne's extraordinary story and we had lots of fun, so we thought we would continue this and do something together. So here we are. And I guess, you know, to sort of explain a little bit more about myself, I've been reflecting on life recently and I guess I've had some great experiences and opportunities living in a few different countries. And this gave me the opportunity, I guess, to do some different things and to take a break from corporate life. So my background was more business, but now I'm self-employed and I predominantly work as a financial advisor helping people get finance to purchase property, which is one of my big passions is property. But I also love self-development and also have a coaching qualification. So the Femme Finance was a combination of, financial advice space and also the mindset and the lifestyle and really taking that female lens around, finance and how we can get ahead in life, I guess. So the really extraordinary thing about doing this with Corinne is really talking about mindset, resilience and all of those things, because as you'll hear, Corinne's got a fantastic story. And more recently, I've been focusing on neurodiversity and executive function. I've learned about 5 years that there's a genetic component in my family, and I was diagnosed in my 30s with ADHD, so I'm also doing some more coach training in that area. And it's really sort of erred on a sense of wanting to be exclusive, I guess. Inclusive, and providing some support around the neurodiverse and how we can focus on our strengths and build, you know, a strong and positive foundation for our life. So that's kind of how it all came to be. And I guess from my viewpoint, the podcast is an opportunity for banter, really. But it's from two different perspectives, Corinne and I, two different sets of life experiences. And I guess we both have had some challenges in differing ways. And since we both love a chat, isn't that right, Corinne? Mm-hmm. And also, we really enjoy talking about resilience, authenticity, personal development, and have a few tools and tricks to share. So ultimately, I guess the tone of the podcast, from my perspective, is despite life's challenges, it's coming back to having the skills and abilities and learning the lessons so that we can, you know, essentially make the best of it. And I can't speak for Corinne, but this is certainly something that's a bit of a challenge for me. So my brain wiring means that I do tend to feel the negative more intensely than the positive. So I guess in a way it's my life's work to kind of challenge the negative thoughts and mental patterns every day. But one of those real keys for me is focusing on gratitude and appreciation. So that is certainly something that I try to do in my everyday life. And there's certainly some fascinating neuroscience that supports this and our ability to rewire our brains. And Corinne, I think you're a great example of that and our ability to overcome adversity to live, you know, our best lives. So that's sort of what I think our podcast is all about. Corinne, what do you think? Well, why don't you also tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. But firstly, how cool is this? Emma and I having our very own podcast. I feel very grown up right now.
You should.
Still haven't adulted yet, but that's okay. But really, though, we wanted to create a podcast that is as educational as it is general banter. Mm-hmm. As Emma mentioned, we love a good chat, but our hope is that each and every one of you gets something out of each podcast. We promise we'll keep it lighthearted, but we'll also cover off the serious stuff too.
Yep.
So a bit about me. I was born in Palmerston North a few years ago, but spent my childhood and teenage years living all over the South Island. We never really settled anywhere for long, which did suck at the time, especially changing schools every 6 months or less, but it certainly made me adaptable to change. Mm. In 1999, I moved to Hawke's Bay for the first time round and lived here for 7 years. Then I moved to the Mount for 18 months before moving to Brisbane in 2007. So I actually moved to Australia chasing the dream of building on my career. I was very career orientated. The mining and oil and gas industries were booming, mm. and I was lucky enough to land a job in a mining exploration company straight up, doing finance and administration, which was my background. I met Craig, my right-hand man, so to speak, that's what he calls himself, in 2008, and life was great. Fast forward 3 years, and I was suddenly working on one of the largest gas pipeline projects in Australia. So, yeah, pretty amazing opportunity to be had. And, yeah, worked my way up in that role and had a couple of promotions. And then in 2012, my life changed in ways I could never have predicted. So in that year, I lost my mum to bowel cancer. I was promoted to a high-level management position, and I became a quad amputee, all within a six-month period. So it's a lot to take on. A lot of you will already know my story, so I won't go on about it. But basically, an undetected perforated bowel led to sepsis, an induced coma, and amputations to all four limbs. So along with nearly 8 months in hospital.
Yeah.
So that's incredible. A lot of bad food for anyone who's spent time in hospital. They'll understand that well and truly. So yeah, you could say life was never going to be the same. But I'll be forever grateful that I had the resilience and support to pull through. I've had multiple surgeries in the last 10 years, two of which made me an official bionic woman, but I'll talk about that on another episode.
Yes, please.
And I still have daily struggles with my amputations, like phantom limb pain, which is definitely a thing, infections, breakages, I've got bowel issues, etc., etc. But hey, that's life for so many of us, isn't it, really? Mm. A quote I absolutely try to live by is, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it. So I think it's quite prevalent in everything. I mean, we've all got a story. We've all got things happening in life. We've just got to know how to overcome it and how to work through it. And I really like what you said, Emma, about, you know, appreciation and gratitude. It's huge for me. I'm grateful for so many things that I probably wouldn't have been grateful for had this not had happened. So Emma and I can certainly relate to this, and we are hoping just by talking about it, sharing our experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because, hey, it's all about transparency and authenticity, that we can, you know, instill some belief in yourselves and just help give you the tools to sort of work through whatever it is that you might need some help with. So how did I get to where I am today? Through bloody hard work, that's how. It doesn't have to be so hard that it's not achievable. It just has to be hard enough to challenge us and push us forward no matter how long it takes. So Craig and I moved back to Hawke's Bay in 2018, and I'm loving that I can have a voice here. I was a bit isolated living in Australia, especially after the contract finished on the pipeline project. And yes, I went back to work there after I got out of hospital, but that's another episode we can elaborate on at a later date. I've thrown myself into every opportunity I can here and truly love the work that I do, whether it's for local and national amputee organisations, local disability strategy action groups, the New Zealand Sepsis Trust, Staros, a dear to my heart, local suicide support network, or just sharing my story worldwide. Mm. It all fills my cup and gives us plenty of material to talk about. As Emma mentioned, we want to use this platform to share our experiences, pass on some of the tools and techniques that have, and maybe haven't, worked for us, because, yeah, you know, we've all got challenges and we've all come across things that maybe we haven't been able to overcome. So, but we just want to ensure that this is a positive, empowering and uplifting podcast, as at the end of the day, anything is potable.
I love it. Anything is potable. Yep. That's right. And we will pot it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I really liked about what you said is that, you know, essentially it's that will to keep going. You're not necessarily going to feel like you're mastering your life every single day. Certainly I don't. But, you know, there are, I guess there's tools and tricks and sort of knowing what your go-tos are, or also knowing when and how you need support, or even if you don't know when and how, asking for help, and then you kind of, I guess to a certain extent, you don't know what you don't know, do you? So reaching out to people and listening to podcasts such as this, I mean, I'm constantly learning something new every day. So I think that's a really important thing, and self-compassion. You know, I think that's something that we're all very hard on ourselves. So taking a step back and not giving yourself a hard time if you're already having a hard time, it's actually, you know, sitting back, taking a deep breath, you know, focusing on the things that you've got to be grateful for in this life, and, yeah, counting your blessings.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think those are really core lessons, but also, yeah, that will to want to keep, you know, your star shining as well.
Yeah. Moving forward.
And, yeah, moving forward, definitely.
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is, and that I've learned over the years, is it's not sustainable to be up all the time.
No.
Like, people often say, oh, you're always so positive and you're always smiling and, you know, life must be great. And it's like, well, actually, it's not amazing. I don't wake up in the morning and just think, oh, it's all puppy dogs and rainbows, and, you know, I have bad days too, and we all have them. Mm. But for me, it's about embracing it and knowing that, okay, I'm having a bad day. I don't want to adult today. I'm not going to get out of my PJs. I'm just going to hang out and watch Netflix or read a book or go for a walk or knowing those, the things that help you overcome the bad day, I think, is a big thing. Have it a cry. I mean, if we need a cry, you know, we know, we're the first ones to know that, you know, if I'm crying at every single ad on TV, I obviously, I've got something going on.
Pent up emotion there. Yep.
So I think it's, it's important to recognize it and to also know what tools you've got to help you overcome it and help you move on from it.
Yeah.
And also know that tomorrow's going to be a better day. I think you've just got to focus on that. Like, today, okay, it can be a bad day, but I can't let it flow into tomorrow and the next day and the next day and suddenly it's all too consuming and we just can't pull ourselves out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like you said, asking for help, I mean, we're all so damn independent, and often the hardest thing is to turn around and say to someone, I actually really need help. But it might not even be those words that you use. You might not say, I need some help. It might be,
absolutely,
do you want to go for a coffee?
Exactly.
Yeah. I just need to go and I need to get out of the house. I need some fresh air. I just want to chat.
Mm.
I just want to talk about someone else's life.
Yeah.
And not focus on, you know, what's going on in mine or.
For sure.
Yeah, because shit happens.
Yeah.
it really does.
And I think what's interesting too is obviously you had a fairly major event in life and it took me a little while, but I've only recognised more recently, I've always embraced that independence, but actually the older I get, the more community makes a big difference to me. And I think setting up your life and a framework to support you. It's even just going to work every day and having peers and colleagues, you know, they can be a form of support for you. And obviously there's more positive environments than others, but, you know, just that sort of framework. And I know you and I both get out and about and talk to other women in business, for example, and that just sort of surrounding yourself with people that are, you know, maybe have the same challenges as you, but are also challenging themselves, and just a supportive community. I think, you know, putting those frameworks into place, you might not realise, I certainly didn't realise when I was younger that I need that, or it fills my cup, as you say. But that's something that I've learned, particularly since moving to New Zealand, because new country, you know, I know Kiwis don't think that we're the same, but culturally we're sort of similar, yeah. But it's a new environment. And you do, you know, you need to put yourself out there to a certain extent, and that can be scary, but by, you know, you don't have to do it in a scary way. It could just be, you know, joining a local sports club or, you know, whatever the case may be, just to bring that sense of community and to find like-minded people. I think that's a really key thing to happiness, because we're really not creatures of solitude. I mean, some of us are introverts, there's no doubt about that. I am one of those people, but I also need my time by myself. But, you know, being part of something greater is really important.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to be stuck in your own head.
Definitely.
So, you know, what you were saying, let's go have a coffee and talk about someone else for a while. It does. It gives you a perspective sometimes as well.
And I think that's probably been the hardest thing for me, is now working for myself on my own in my office at home.
Yeah.
It's probably why I have pushed myself into joining networking groups and, you know, and meeting other local business owners. And I can't say no to anything, so I'm constantly out and about. Craig's often like, oh, you've got a busy day planned of coffee, meetings and raving and all sorts of things going with, you know, with other people. But it's definitely something that I need to do, because I miss that
team.
Yeah. Going into a place of work and having colleagues and you do, you know, you're working towards a common goal, or you have general banter in the office, and it just keeps you going. And so, you're right. We're not solitary people. I too enjoy time on my own, but it's I definitely enjoy getting out and about. Need that balance. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess some of the other things that we'll certainly look to talk about in the future, but anyone listening, we'd love to hear any thoughts that you might have around future episodes. But, you know, one of our, one of my passions, like certainly I think we've probably established that mindset is a big part of what we do, and having those tools in place. But something that I love is mindfulness as well. Mm. So, and I think that comes back to what you were saying, Corinne, about, you know, appreciating that you can't just, you know, turn everything into rainbows. But, you know, being mindful of how you are feeling. So mindfulness is something that I've kind of, you know, toyed with for many years. I'm fairly inconsistent with my practices, which I think comes down to that ADHD. But, you know, I do know when I really dig deeper, I've got some good tools to come to. But tell us about your weekend, because you had something interesting happen around, like, a decluttering sort of...
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was in Hamilton on the weekend, staying with family, and... on Saturday, a really good friend of mine lives in Cambridge. She organised an event called Revamp Swap. And it was supposed to happen last year, but obviously with lockdowns and all that sort of thing, everything got put on hold. And so this event was organised where a bunch of, you know, beautiful ladies came together, and we all had the option of taking 8 items of clothing out of our wardrobes that we no longer wore. But, I mean, they obviously had to be decent quality enough that you would want someone else to be able to wear it, not just your, old, you know, holy T-shirts or something. And we got 8 tokens, and then all of the clothing that we dropped off was put out on racks. And if you had a VIP ticket, which was only $20 to buy the ticket, and, you know, we had some beautiful food and drinks.
Bargain.
There were silent auctions and all sorts of things. But as a VIP, you got 20 minutes extra time to raid these racks of clothes. You can just imagine, like, there was, you know, women almost running into the room that had the VIP, and then all these poor ladies who didn't miss out on the VIP tickets, they were, you know, hanging outside the door, staring in, and you could see them going, don't take that top, don't take that top. But it was actually a really amazing session. They had a panel of five beautiful ladies who all shared why they love recycled clothing, and they all had different backgrounds and different reasons for it and all sorts of things. And it really got me thinking about decluttering. And anyone who knows me knows that I have multiple wardrobes. Yes, there is an S on the end of that. I have way too many clothes, and Craig is forever saying to me, there seems to be a lot coming in and nothing going out. So the weekend gave me a lot to think about, with not just in regards to my wardrobe, but just life in general.
Yeah.
Like my inbox on my emails. I need to get that sorted, and I need to file all of that stuff. I need to clean up my office. I need to clean out my wardrobe.
It's that mental load, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like all of the clutter, like it definitely, well, for me, definitely clutters up my mind.
And I'm going to another event this week, which is also a recycled clothing style session. So I think I'm kind of on that track now where, you know, I'm really thinking about...
It's got to spark joy.
Yes, exactly. And they, you know, a couple of the things that they said were, when you're trying clothes on, if you don't love it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Because you have to love it to know that you're going to wear it again. Not be like, oh, it's kind of okay, it doesn't really fit that great, or it's not, I don't know if it's my colour, or if you're having to ask advice from someone else, like a shopkeeper or, you know, a friend,
it's probably not for you.
So, so it's really interesting, actually. And I even last night unsubscribed from some emails that I constantly get through, or Facebook groups that come through, because they, you know, it's all clothing and it's all, you know, it's shoes and stuff. And it's like, just unsubscribe, because if you don't know they're having a sale, you're not going to be tempted to go in and buy something. Yeah. So, we literally could do a whole episode on decluttering, so I think we'll add that to the list.
Yes, we will. And I think it's sort of that principle in all areas of your life is, you know, really stopping and thinking about, you know, what you want to be focusing on, where you want to spend your time. And then once you've cleaned out that wardrobe, you can just maintain it, Corinne.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I think that probably gives everyone a bit of a taste of what the podcast is all about.
Yeah.
So definitely go and follow Corinne. Where can people find you, Corinne, if they haven't found you before?
So on Facebook, I'm under Corinne, which is K-O-R-R-I-N, Life Unlimited, and also on Instagram. And I'm on LinkedIn under Corinne Barrett, and I've got my website, which is www.corinne.nz.
Should we spell that?
K-O-R-R-I-N.
Yes. Okay, and you can find me in my Femme Finance stuff at on Instagram. It's Femme_Finance, or on the website femfinance.co.nz. But we look forward to chatting to you on episode 2. Thanks for joining us. Awesome.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.